Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. It seems that every week I want to just do an all good, happy show, but things come up. So this is my little portion of the show that's not such good news. It's news that we need to know about. It's news we need to take care of, but it's not the most pleasant. I'm going to talk about the herbicide called Dicamba, which was supposed to, a decade or so ago, solve all the problems that the farmers have with weeds. Instead, it's making farming harder and harder on many of them. This particular story starts with somebody that I know who actually received a phone call from a farmer. He was on a podcast show on a cell phone. The farmer was literally in the seat of his combine in South Dakota in an effort to harvest soybeans. Now, farmers don't usually like to stop tractors on good weather days in the fall, but this was important. The caller wanted to talk about a chemical weed killer called Dicamba that had been sprayed on neighboring fields. He claimed it had damaged his crops, and he wasn't alone. In 2021, the most recent year I can find information on, literally thousands of U.S. growers reported to the Environmental Protection Agency that Dicamba sprayed by other farmers, sometimes as much as a mile away, damaged their crops in their fields. Complaints came from all over this country. The list of plants shown to be affected is astounding. Sycamore, oak, and elm trees, azaleas, black-eyed Susans, roses, garden tomatoes, peppers, and peas. According to the EPA memorandum, there are about 2,700 Dicamba incidents affecting more than, listen to this, 3.6 million acres. That was in 2017. 2 years later, in 2019, the number of incidents had gotten up over 3,300 individual incidences. And over 4 million acres of land, for sure. They don't even have a definite number on the acreage. The problem's been building for at least 5 years, and the EPA acknowledges that the modest controls it has required, such as creating buffer zones around fields, just aren't working. But tighter curbs on the use of Dicamba aren't likely before the year 2020, at least now, 2022, probably 2023. Growing seasons start in the spring, because they would require it's called a complicated legal process to fight the battle. Well, the question might come up, why is it so hard to address a national problem? Answering that question requires a little looking back, like 1996, when revolution transformed American agriculture. Just a little throw in a hint here. The year, remember it, 1996. Then remember this word, Roundup. Weeds have always been an expensive headache for farmers. A 2016 study estimated that if left uncontrolled, weeds would cut corn and soy yields in the United States, well, and include part of North America because of Canada, roughly in half, causing about a $43 billion year economic loss just from those two crops. One of the problems farmers face, though, is that weeds are very good at evolving resistant to chemical products used to kill them. So herbicides lose their effectiveness over time. Weed problems became especially bad in the late 1980s and early 1990s as widely used herbicides became less and less effective. That's why farmers back then were enthusiastic about Monsanto's new Roundup Ready crops. First introduced when? What's the number I told you to remember? 1996. These plants were genetically engineered to resist heavy spraying of Monsanto's, what they called then, their blockbuster herbicide, Roundup. Monsanto had developed and patented glyphosate, Roundup's active ingredient, in the 70s, but the advent of Roundup Ready seeds made glyphosate sales explode. Initially, it seemed like a magical system. Farmers could treat fields with glyphosate throughout the growing season without hurting their crops. For a few years, overall pesticide use actually dropped. But mostly because farmers use glyphosate in huge quantities, so they stopped buying most of the other herbicides. During this time, Monsanto asserted that this approach would make farming more sustainable by reducing long-term use of herbicides and pesticides, especially older, more toxic brands. Soon, however, the system started to falter. In the early 2000s, I kind of remember this, scientists began reporting that weeds were evolving resistance to Roundup. In response, Monsanto rolled out a new generation of genetically engineered seeds again that would make crop resistance to a wider array of older herbicides. Farmers could use these older products along with their Roundup. Remember, they're still trying to sell Roundup, improving their chances of killing more weeds. One of the chemicals Monsanto bet on is dicamba. First introduced back in the 60s, in 2015 and 16, the company began producing seeds branded Roundup Ready Xtend. They were engineered to tolerate heavy sprays of both dicamba and glyphosate. In other words, just add more poison to the problem. The logic was that the dicamba would eliminate glyphosate-resistant weeds and glyphosate would wipe out all the other unwanted vegetation. Unfortunately, it quickly became clear that the fix was seriously flawed. Dicamba is one of the most volatile herbicides on the market, meaning that it changes readily from a liquid to a vapor in any amount of warm temperature at all. When farmers sprayed dicamba on hot days, it vaporized and drifted off target, spreading to fields and farms that are often not planted with crops genetically engineered to tolerate it. The South Dakota farmer who called and was talking about it from his combine was harvesting organic soybeans. And of course, that means they did not contain Monsanto's Xtend genetically modified traits at all. Incidentally, in a 2020 federal court case, it was shown, it was a farm called Bader Farms versus Monsanto, and it proved that, disgustingly, Monsanto knew that this drift problem was around and was coming. And as a matter of fact, sales representatives were sort of under the table informed that you could let your other customers know that the dicamba tolerant seed thing that push protection from your neighbor on a kind of slide into the internal 2013 sales presentation suggested. In other words, it's an asset where you can kill things on your neighbor's property. Not a very good idea. Of course, farmers already started complaining about dicamba drift soon after Monsanto introduced its first set of Xtend seeds. Even with all this going on, amid the controversy, the EPA extended approval in 2018 for three more dicamba-based herbicides. Fortunately, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals revoked this decision in June of 2020, ruling that the agency had ignored or downplayed evidence of damage from dicamba and failed to consider how its license would literally tear the social fabric of farming communities across the nation. In response, EPA approved new dicamba license with some additional control measures that it asserted met the court's concerns. Unfortunately, it didn't meet the problem. Fortunately, now the Biden administration is weighing how to address dicamba, and it's none too soon, folks. Farmers reportedly are seeing weeds that have developed total resistance to dicamba and other herbicides, recommended for use with a new generation of genetically engineered seeds again. According to weed specialists, this is happening precisely because farmers are using such huge quantities of these chemicals during the growing season. Seed companies like the German firm Bayer, which incidentally now owns Monsanto's entire product portfolio, they bought them out, say one solution is for farmers to buy seeds that can tolerate even a wider array of weed killers. Recently, for example, Bayer sought approval of a new line of seeds that they've genetically modified that would make crops resistant to five more different types of herbicides. Now, that may sound good on the surface, folks, but it affects the whole ecology. This is not the way. We don't fight poison with more poison. What are we going to have to do to make these people realize, yes, we have to feed everybody, but we can't poison the rest of the earth in order to do it? For farmers, of course, though, that will mean even greater reliance on an expanding array of ever-growing petrochemicals and, of course, higher cost to do it. Today, the U.S. farmer uses more than twice as much herbicide to grow soybeans as he did before Roundup Ready crops were introduced. It went exactly backwards from what Monsanto told them would happen. I can see dicamba drift as a symptom of a larger, real petrochemical dependency problem that threatens the real viability, folks, of the U.S. food system. Current research shows in this area that it is clear if federal agencies really want to help farmers solve the weed problems, they would do well to look to agricultural innovators who are demonstrating that crops can be grown productively and profitably without relying on heavy or synthetic pesticides. Here in the U.S. and around the world, farmers are seeking alternative ways to deal with the weeds. Some are diversifying what they grow using time-honored practices like cover cropping and looking to innovative methods coming out of the resurgent regenerative farming movement, which is worth a show in its own. If these tools can create a future agricultural economy less reliant on our petrochemicals derived from already finite resources, I believe it would be welcome news not just for the farmers, but also for those who depend on them for their food. And I'll bet you whoever this is listening to me, you're one of them. To end this unhappy thought on another unhappy thought, Monsanto sold Bayer to get out from under literally not millions, but billions of dollars of lawsuits all around Roundup. There have been tons of cases, some in the hundreds of millions of dollars of settlement, proving with little or no doubt that at least the one case I know about, the man's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was definitely caused by his use of their product Roundup for a number of years. And once his case came forward and ended up that Monsanto lost, other people started coming forward and more science came forward. And the scary thing, and I don't have, this is me talking now, don't have any papers yet, I'm not going to give you fake news, but there's a heck of a lot of science that shows Monsanto, or at least people in the petrochemical business, knew this stuff was way more dangerous than they pretending it was. I even know of a man in Louisiana that came to show the farmers how good it was and drank some of it. Literally, in front of them, he did. He drank it. One shot of that probably is not going to do what it is, folks, is year after year after year of low-level exposure to this kind of chemistry. Your body just is assaulted and doesn't know how to handle it. It's a foreign body that we haven't evolved to be able to tolerate. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Sorry I had to end on such a down note, but we do need to keep our ear to the ground and watch these folks because they don't care what they do as long as they make a buck. How about this? Why don't you hug somebody? It'll make you feel good.